I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. What is it? Is some sort of genetic memory with spiders? They're in the same place every year on my porch. And it's usually someplace that I'm going to run into as soon as I come out the door. It's a personal thing.
Well, you're not the only one that's taking it personally. There are a lot of people out there that think we have yet another spider infestation. This is the time of year when many spiders are at their peak. They spin their webs in places that we easily see them, if not walk into them face first. This happens every year, and yet you'll see stories on television and the newspapers and on the radio about spider infestations. But this is their time.
The spiders being in the same place every year is just probably an environmental thing. They've found a good place between the strut of the porch and the wall or whatever.
Yeah, there are certain kinds of spiders that prefer a certain type of habitat, and your window corners or ledges or retaining walls or hedges or what have you provide the perfect superstructure to support those webs. And a lot of spiders take advantage of airflows because there are going to be all kinds of insects blowing through. And you'll often see congregations of spider webs around lights. There's a lot of insect activity at night around lights, and if they set up shop right next to a light, there'll be all kinds of bugs getting trapped in their webs.
What's the largest spider we're likely to encounter this time of year?
In Virginia, the largest type of spider that we have is one of the fishing spiders, Dolomedes tenebrosa. They have a pretty sizable leg span of a couple of inches. They're a healthy spider. Probably closer to home, one of the largest and certainly one of the more spectacular spiders that we see is the black and yellow garden spider. The females are the ones that build those spectacular orb webs with the radiating spokes. Black widows are common right now, and most people would be either really interested or horrified to realize just how common black widows are, especially if you go out at night this time of year with a flashlight and start looking low to the ground around wood piles, trash piles, playground equipment, or little weedy patches along retaining walls. If you see those strong, messy webs, chances are those are black widows. And at night, they're going to be even more conspicuous. Most people don't even want to see one black widow ever. And if they see two or more in relative short succession, well, then it's got to be an infestation. And I understand that. You know, if you're concerned about pets and children, not necessarily in that order, you are concerned about a venomous spider that's known to be potentially dangerous. And the truth is that black widow bites are very, very rare. Unless you actually see the spider biting you, don't assume that it's a spider bite. I'm not trying to worry people about what's in their homes, but this is a great time to get to know some of our local spiders and see the different types of webs that they spin as they're trying to capture certain kinds of insects for food. And it's fascinating to me.
So they're actually working for us.
Absolutely. If you think there are too many insects now, think how many there would be if we didn't have spiders gobbling them up.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.